Welcome to the Legend of You podcast, where we talk about how not to just survive, but to thrive in life by unleashing the legend within. And today I have a awesome guest, Mr. Evan Johnson. And, you know, I am really excited to have him, and I'm going to let him kind of tell you guys who he is, what he's about, and, you know, just who he is. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Well, hey, thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I always love jumping on the other side of the mic. It's always fun, and it's a fun change of pace.
Yes.
Because, as you mentioned, I'm Evan Johnson. My business, I'm a podcast producer. I edit and produce podcasts, as well as I host my own show as well called Path to Podcast Success, which you guested on not that long ago, and that was a lot of fun. So I'm recording interviews most days on my show, so it's always fun to kind of, like I said, jump on the other side and be interviewed for a change instead of interviewing someone else.
Right. What got you into the whole podcasting genre, if you will?
Yeah. Well, I started when I was in high school, so I'm still pretty young. High school was a while ago now. It's getting longer. It makes me feel a little bit older, you know what I mean? Which is kind of crazy. But I got started back in high school because growing up, my mom was an entrepreneur. She's been an entrepreneur for my entire life doing various different things. Since I was like just a little, and you know, fast forward from there, I was in high school and she had an online business similar to, you know, you and me. And she had a podcast connected to that business. And she saw me looking for some extra cash, you know, as a lot of high schoolers do. She was like, hey, if I teach you how to edit my podcast, would you do it for me? And then, you know, I'll pay you a little bit of money to do it. So I was like, yeah, okay, sure. Right. And so we did that. And then some time passed. And then she was like, hey, why don't you do this for other people too? You know, charge them. Yeah. I was like, whoa, I didn't think of that. And so she referred me my first real client, because your mom does not count as a client. And then, you know, it just kept, and then that person referred me someone else and so on and so forth. And definitely trials and tribulations, a lot of time spent unsure if I wanted to continue because I kind of fell into it. Yeah. You know, I didn't go out of my way to choose that or try to make that happen for myself. So then only recently did I kind of almost, the story I had kind of a part two where I really found the part of it that I love and I decided to stick with it and really grow it. So that's pretty much the story on the podcast.
Yeah. So during that part, there's probably some listeners that, you know, might be struggling with the niche or where the path to follow in life. What advice would you give them, you know, that aren't sure? Maybe they're younger like you and, you know, maybe fresh out of high school and there's a lot of pressure to maybe go to college or to do something like that, that everyone else is doing. What advice would you give them?
That is a really good question. And that's honestly one of, if not my favorite, or at least the most near and dear to my heart kind of topics to speak on, because that was what my struggle was. That was like always one of my biggest struggles, was I never had an answer to like, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what do you want to do? What do you want to spend your life doing? I never, ever had anything even resembling an answer to that question. I didn't know.
Right.
There were things that I didn't hate, you know, like I was like, there were things that I was, you know, I might have done that, you know, would have been fine, but it just like, there's nothing that I got out of bed and I was like, yeah, I'm doing this.
Right.
So, especially in high school, because it kind of seems like either you become a doctor or a lawyer or like a teacher or a social worker, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Other than like, you know, if you want to do some other like, and these jobs are still very skilled and like people can, you know, you should be proud of yourself if you're able to do it. But otherwise, it'd be like janitor or, you know, flipping burgers or, you know, whatever, which I didn't want to do long term.
Right.
I was very lucky to have my mom be a sole voice in my life, giving me a different idea and a different path on what to do. If someone is struggling with being unsure about where they want their life to go and what they want to be able to do and spend their time doing, I would reframe the question that you're asking yourself. Instead of what do I want to be when I grow up or what do I want to do, it's more like what do you want your life to look like, right? So for me, that means I really don't like working for someone else. I don't like having my time dictated by someone else. And I don't like having my pay dictated by someone else, right? I like traveling very, very much. And so that requires significant time off and significant, you know, funds, money, to be able to afford to travel. Because, I mean, travel, frankly, is expensive unless I only want to travel within 2 hours of where I live, which is still fun. I live in a great, you know, spot for that. But there's, you know, there's more to the world than just within 2 hours of here. So that requires time and money, which, you know, working a, you know, 40, 50-hour a week job would not give me.
Right.
Or it would only give me one of the two, money, which is great, but I don't have any time to spend the money doing something I want to do, you know?
Exactly.
So it's reframing the question of what you want your life to look like and kind of work backwards from there. What can you do to support that life?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Man, that is powerful. I think that is something that needs to be heard, right? That reframing part. I think that, hey, I do that with a lot of my thoughts, but I've never heard it in that context. And so seeing your and kind of, you know, maybe reverse engineering, maybe the path, right? Finding where you want to go and then, you know, backtracking to what you have to do to get there. That is definitely important, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty much the opposite, too, of what a lot of especially high schools do, because a lot of the funding of high schools come from college admissions, right? Mm. And at least historically, I mean, you know, 20 years ago, my job didn't exist. You couldn't really be an entrepreneur like this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the only way you could be an entrepreneur is if you like opened a restaurant or, you know, your own like practice, solo practice, being like a doctor or a dentist or something.
Right.
You know, lawyer, something like that. So college was the way to go for everyone if you wanted a better life, but that's not necessarily the case anymore. I myself did not have a college degree.
Right.
I'd encourage anyone if they know why they'd want a college degree to do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like I have a lot of friends who are in law school right now. So for them, I mean, they wanted to do that. They wanted to be lawyers. So great. So they had to go to college, get an undergrad, and then go to law school.
Yeah.
Right. But I wasn't sure. And so if you're kind of just figuring things out, it's a little bit more expensive now to do that than it used to be. So, you know, it's a lot of, especially back in high school, when I think back to it, a lot of it was the opposite of what I said. Right. It was just go to college, no matter what. Just go to college.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was for me when I was growing up. I mean, I told you, I went to college. You spend a lot of money. And, you know, again, I think you're right. I think that depending on the path that you want, you know, I attribute a lot of things to college. It taught me a lot about myself. It showed me a lot of good things about, you know, how to study, how to investigate. But when it came to the end all of helping me become the person I want to be, it didn't really translate to that, right? It was just more of something that taught me a little bit about myself, and that was a very expensive lesson. And I think that you also hit on a point where you said you just kind of fell into it. I just talked to another young man. He's about 24 years old, and you know, he got into real estate and into doing voiceovers, and that was the same type. He kind of just fell into it. It wasn't like he graduated high school and this is what I was going to do, right? It was the process of kind of fiddling with different things. And then he kind of just fell into his niche. What would you say about that? Would you find some truth in that, where you just kind of have to try some different things until you find that thing that kind of resonates, or what do you think?
Yeah, you also, I mean, yeah, that is true. I mean, you do have to put yourself out there and experience things. And I think as well, I mean, there's kind of another reframing there as well, right? Usually, especially in high schools today and things of that nature, when people think of jobs and of like things to do to make money, you think of tasks or services or you know, things like that, right? But you kind of have to reframe it and think like, well, what impact do you want to make? Right. Like for me, I kind of had to reframe things because I was really, for a while, I wasn't sure if I wanted to continue doing work with podcasting. Okay. But then I realized that like the part about it that I really like is having conversations and talking to people and learning about them and being able to have just these, you know, in-depth, you know, and interesting conversations with people. I mean, honestly, I love meeting people, I love talking to people, and I love learning about people.
Right.
And so I was like, well, hold on a minute. Isn't that like exactly what podcasting is? So I'll just focus on that.
Right.
And so I did. And that's what I decided to stay. And I think if someone doesn't even really have that or is unsure, then you need to actually go out and experience life. I mean, that's really like, I've done a lot of traveling. I've lived in different places. I've been to different places. I probably wouldn't have come to that conclusion if I hadn't done that. So if someone hasn't gone that far yet with it, because I had the business already, I had the podcasting, so it made it a lot easier.
Right.
But if someone just really, if someone's has nothing really, and they're just completely lost, then you have to just pretty much say, all right, screw it. And then, go out and live life. Like, I have some friends and myself, a few weeks ago, one of my friends was just randomly like, hey, do you want to go to London?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, I do. And so we just decided to, we have a London trip coming up on the 19th of this month, July, for no reason other than the fact that we just wanted to. And there's three of us, and the third person going, he has been in the Europe area now for quite some time. And he just one month, it was like a month notice, if that, people he knew just kind of up and left. He was like, I'm going to Europe. I'm going to travel. Bye. And, that's the kind of thing you need to do to be able to find. I mean, it's kind of a cliche, right? But to find yourself, really.
No, I think you're talking about things that a lot of people desire to do, but feel like they can't, right? Like, for whatever. Exactly. You can. Right.
So even if you think through most of, like, you know, even if you spend a lot of the money you have, and of course you should do it smart, right? Don't screw yourself.
Yes. Don't screw
yourself. But at the same time, so make sure you do it smart. Don't just like drop everything and everyone and go. But at the same time, you can't take money with you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like when you die, you can't take it with you.
Yeah.
And you just cannot experience all life has to offer in whatever small town you grew up in. Yeah. Honestly, even if you grew up in New York City, there's still, you can't experience all of life in one place. You have to experience more. And then, and that's what, like, if you're stuck, then it's because you're stuck physically. I honestly think that's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. If you go out and experience more of life, then, you know, those things, you're going to get new ideas, you're going to get new experiences, and then you're going to finally figure it out.
Man, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. I know that helped for me, right? Experiencing different cultures. Because, I mean, you are right. Like, you can go to Chinatown, but it's not China, right? It's the culture. Yep. You know, there is a separation, right? And so when you're actually able to, you know, we were talking about Germany right before I got on your show. And the different things, and it's such a big country, but there's so much to experience. And when you go on the town there, there's nothing like that experience. And you're gonna not only find things out about yourself, but, you know, like you said, you if you're a content creator, now you have content, you have, you know, new ideas, new concepts of just life in and of itself, and how to live this thing we call life. So I think that, you know, you are exactly correct. Now, let me ask you this. Is there anything in your life that kind of, you know, helped you become so independent and kind of, you know, guide you along this path to say, man, you know, this is what I'm going to do, and kind of reached in and said, you know, I have the confidence. Because I think a lot of times it's confidence and maybe some fear that holds people back. Like, what helped you overcome that, if anything, along the journey?
Right. That's interesting that you ask that, because that was always kind of the second big thing. And I think that stemmed from me not having clarity, was a lack of confidence. That's also the big problem that I really had historically, and still find myself struggling with even today. But I mean, honestly, it comes down to, the more you put yourself out there, the better it becomes. And you have to just, at some point, you just have to stop caring, really. Like, there comes a point where I'm just like, screw it at this point, you know? Like, a lot of that manifested itself in, like, the sales in my business, right? So I work with clients on an ongoing basis. I edit and produce podcasts for them, right? Like, I have to be willing to actually sell myself. So there comes a point where I'm like, screw it. And so I ask people now, you know, if I feel called to do so, if I, you know, I guess I have on my podcast, I'm like, what is your production situation like for your podcast?
Right.
I just ask them literally that. And then they're going to respond. And then I'm either going to, if they have someone, okay, great. If they don't, then I'll be like, well, that's what I do. Would you like to have a conversation about that? I'd love to help.
Right.
Like,
right.
I should, at this point, just screw it. Like, what are they going to, worst I can say is just no.
Yeah.
What does that matter?
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. The worst I can say is no. So who cares? And I really benefited, because my parents have always been very supportive of me leaving my own life. I know a lot of parents out there are very controlling, and then it makes it a lot more difficult for kids to be, and young adults to be willing to put themselves out there, because if you combine parents and teachers and schools and everything, that just how society is structured in that way, it is not very conducive to just up and leaving. I mean, even just taking a gap year with the intent of going to college is almost, there's like almost a stigma around that for some reason. And it's like, it's some brave thing to be like, yeah, take a gap year. Like, which that, if anything, that should be mandatory. I mean, not actually, but like, it's something that I would highly encourage people to think about doing. Cause it's just like, you have to, like, there comes a point where it's just like, this is your life. You know, you don't want to burn bridges and, you know, destroy relationships or anything. Like, do it smart, but like, right. At the end of the day, it is your life.
Yeah.
So go live it, you know?
Right. Yeah. Eventually you have to be the captain of your ship and make some decisions.
And the confidence comes from that.
Amen. I Action defeats fear, and imperfect action is better than no action at all. I firmly believe that. You know, I think people are scared of making mistakes, but mistakes are necessary in order to succeed, right? In order to learn and become a master at whatever it is that you're learning, right? I think Kobe Bryant was the one that said, hey, you know, I enjoy losing because it shows me what I need to work on, right? It more so than winning, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think that
Kobe Bryant has won more basketball games than me, but he's also lost a lot more than I have.
Amen. Amen. A lot more. He's lost a lot more than he's won, you know, and I think all the greats are like that, you know, but I think they bet on themselves and they, you know, you said a lot of parents don't always, you know, create a conducive environment for their kids and maybe teachers to kind of make those decisions. But like, to your point, eventually you have to become your biggest fan, right? And say, hey, you know, I got this. Win, lose, draw, doesn't matter. I'm going all in. I mean, is that kind of something you would agree with?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, because if you think about it in just your own life, I mean, if you were to just, honestly, you, I don't mean even just you specifically, just anyone listening in general, like, especially when you were young, maybe just out of high school around there, what do you think people around you would have said if you were like, I'm just going to go to Europe, you know, by myself for a month or two, we'll see, you know, like, I don't have anything booked, I just have a one-way flight there, and we're gonna see what happens. I feel like the majority of people wouldn't have been like, oh man, yeah, that sounds like so much fun, have fun. I feel like it'd be more like, what, why are you doing that, shouldn't you be getting a job, shouldn't you be going to school, shouldn't you be doing this, that, you know, they're like shooting all over you, and like, that's, so there comes a point where you have to be like, no, I am doing this,
right? Yeah,
because I want to do it.
Well, and that's what, I mean, that's what life should be. I mean, it's like you, to your point, it's your life, right? It should be what you should be living each day the way you want to. I mean, I remember a point in my life where I would wake up miserable, right? Like, didn't, when the alarm went off, it was like, man, not again, right? And that is a miserable way to live life. I mean, yeah, of course, there's going to be off days and moments in life that are kind of lower than others. But for the consistent portion, you want it to be, you know, you hit the alarm and you're like, hey, man, another day, awesome, right? But that's not, I think more so people are dreading the day than cheering on, you know, waking up to their alarm, you know? And that, I think that's a sad reality.
Yeah. No, it honestly is. And what that shows is that there needs to be a change. Yeah. Maybe it's not travel. I mean, it's okay if you don't like traveling. But, like, right. If nothing changes, then nothing's going to change.
Exactly. You got to do something. Yeah. You got to do something.
Yeah.
So what all do you have? Do you have anything coming up? Do you have, like, any projects you're working on? Anything like that?
Nothing specifically besides just the ongoing growth of my business. I release podcast episodes most days. Path to Podcast Success is the name of my show. Yes. Path to Podcast Success is my website that highlights a little bit about the work that I do. And if, you know, anyone is interested in learning more specifically about me, they can hit me up on Facebook, Evan Johnson, or Instagram, Evan Johnson Podcast. I always love talking to people and talking about podcasting.
Yeah, dude. So before we end it, if you have any advice that you would give these listeners, anybody that's maybe they're starting their entrepreneur business, I know we've dropped a lot of gems already, but if you had anything to leave the the crowd with, what would you say?
I'd probably say, like, imagine a lot of people say, oh, I'd do this if not for this, or I'd do this if I could. So I would just, as a thought experiment, imagine, well, what if everyone in your life would say yes to anything you would do, and like, and no one would be inconvenienced, or like, you could just do literally anything, you know, what would you do?
Right.
And then just go and do that.
I love it. I love it, brother. I love it, man. I really appreciate you, you know, taking some time out of your life and, you know, blessing this show with your presence, man. It was truly an honor to have you. And I would love to have you on again later on down the road and just, you know, see where you are, in a, you know, at that point in life. So I hope we can do this again, my friend.
I do as well. It was a lot of fun.
All right, brother. Hey, and until next time, y'all go kill it.